This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, investigators are on the south side right now after Chicago police say two women were found dead in an alley this morning. The bodies were found around 5 o'clock off of Oglesby near 77th in South Shore. Both women had been shot in the head and died at the scene. Another woman was taken to a hospital in critical condition with gunshot wounds to her face and chest. Police are not yet sure what led up to the shooting. WBBM's Mike Krauser is just arriving on the scene. Stay with us. He'll have more coming up at 8.
A former Chicago Public Schools gym teacher is sentenced to 17 years in prison for sexually assaulting three young students. WBBM's Nancy Hardy has the story.
38-year-old Andrew Castro was sentenced after pleading guilty to predatory sexual assault, aggravated sexual abuse, and exploitation, all of children under age 13. Cook County prosecutors say the former PE teacher at Federico Garcia Lorca Elementary on the northwest side groomed and sexually abused three boys for years while attending their sporting events, taking them to the mall, and having them in his home. Lawyers for the victims' families reached a $2 million civil settlement with CPS last year and say the district did not sufficiently notify them of sexual abuse allegations against Castro that led to his removal in 2021. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Former Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot delivered her long-awaited report on the financial condition of South Suburban Dalton. Lightfoot says Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard was involved in excessive spending, hid financial information from trustees and the public, and worked around efforts aimed at transparency. Lightfoot says many of Henyard's expenses never even made it to the village board.
There's not a system for ensuring that there are receipts for the various credit card purchases. And what this means, unfortunately, is that the Board of Trustees, in many instances, was not able to even track or see credit card purchases that were being done over the last few years.
The report includes several recommendations, including establishing a municipal code to help deal with the...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Villages finances in the future.
A 67-year-old woman is being treated for smoke inhalation after a fire in the near north side last night. Firefighters were sent to the area of Oak and Clark around 8:30. A witness says he saw smoke coming from the apartment and helped the woman outside. She's listed in critical condition this morning. The cause of the fire is not known.
Chicago's Civilian Office of Police Accountability is releasing more information about a shooting on the far south side that happened last Thursday. Police went to the area of 110th and Millard in reports of a man making threats against his family as they tried to de-escalate the situation. Police say the man, who was sitting in a second floor window, refused to cooperate and was shot by an officer. He then fell to the ground. COPA now says a knife was found at the scene. The man who was shot underwent surgery and is expected to survive.
The University of Chicago has entered into a partnership aimed at developing new drugs and therapies more quickly. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the Anchor Desk with the details.
Mine, this is a partnership between UChicago and healthcare investment firm Deerfield Management. Now, Deerfield has pledged up to $130 million over the next 10 years to help advance UChicago's research as part of an initiative called Hyde Park Discovery. Now, as part of this partnership, Deerfield will also provide operational and scientific expertise to help UChicago turn discoveries into new drugs or other therapies on an accelerated timeline. UChicago says it's confident the partnership will lead to new potential treatments and cures that will get into the hands of patients who need them more quickly. Reporting live at the Anchor Desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The State Department of Public Health says there are some concerning numbers in Chicagoland for ambulances being turned away at hospitals.
The number of ambulances being diverted from emergency rooms in the area last year nearly doubled from the 2023 numbers. IDPH records show hospital ER departments in the five regions making up the Chicago area were on bypass or unable to treat certain patients for 930 hours total, compared to 562 the year prior. The Daily Herald reports Advent Health, Glen Oaks in Glendale Heights, Advocate Lutheran General in Park Ridge, and Northwestern Medicine, Delnor in Geneva, were some of the locations with increased time on bypass. State leaders say staffing shortages or equipment issues can be to blame, but they insist the numbers must improve in 2025. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Faith leaders in Evanston are preparing to lead what they call a revolution for goodness and justice.
This community is ready to stand up. This community is ready to fight for our values.
Evanston Mayor Daniel Biss lending the full support of his welcoming city to a multi-faith coalition that has declared the Lake Street Church of Evanston a sanctuary and temporary shelter for those targeted by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Religious leaders of the Christian, Jewish, Sikh, and Muslim faiths, among others, asking for mercy from the Trump administration while preparing to take action if needed. Second Baptist Church Senior Pastor Reverend Michael Neighbors.
The power of love always overpowers those with malcontent. May our country come to its senses, and may goodness forever derail any initiative that inflicts pain and hurt. If a revolution for goodness and justice must start, let it begin in Evanston.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports, here's Josh List.
Zach LaVine just poured in a Bulls high 21 points in a home court upset of the Nuggets, 129-121. But Coach Billy Donovan won't see his leading scorer for a few days.
He's got personal family stuff going on.
Personal family stuff going on? Yeah, like his wife's about to give birth to their third child, so LaVine will be away from the Bulls when they start a three-game road trip in Boston tomorrow. They've still got Matas Bozelis, dunk you very much.
And Bozelis with a two-handed slam, fakes right, goes left, freezes, Aaron Gordon with a two-handed dump. Bacillus made him pay. Down the floor, Bacillus for the lead and a two-handed slam dunk. And this crowd is going crazy here in Chicago.
Three dunks and a three-pointer from Bacillus off the bench. Chuck Swirsky, 670 to score the call. Helps the Bulls tear away on a 13-0 fourth quarter run. LaVine might not be around the next Bulls game or two, but the two-time dunk champ pledges to help the rookie Bacillus prepare for his dunk contest debut next month.
We'll be putting something out soon. I'm going to be helping him out. You know, we'll be helping him out.
All-Star Saturday nights, February 15th in San Francisco. The Celtics host the Bulls tomorrow after losing at home to Houston last night on an Amen Thompson buzzer-beating floater. Banged up Boston minus injured Al Horford and Derek White. The Blackhawks and Lightning hook up in Tampa tonight. Former Bears coaches Matt Eberflus finds a job as Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator, and Thomas Brown is Patriots passing game coordinator and tight ends coach. In tomorrow's golf league last night, Tiger Woods wins his first match with Jupiter Links Golf Club in overtime over Rory McIlroy in Boston Common. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An iconic Chicago theater company is celebrating a comeback.
Welcome to this special event celebrating the return of Looking Glass.
Chicago's famous Looking Glass Theater is back after a nearly two-year hiatus. Artistic director Casey Foster says it's a new era for the theater company, complete with a new lobby, bar, and cafe.
This historic landmark building survived a great fire. And now, we too emerge from the ashes to redefine the limits of theatrical experience, leaving audiences changed, charged, and empowered.
Founding member, ensemble actor David Schwimmer says it's been a long and frustrating few years for Looking Glass, but says the theater company is back and will be better than ever.
We decided to regroup, rebuild, and today, reopen. So to be standing here this morning, 36 years after taking our first step on this improbable journey, announcing the opening of this gorgeous new lobby, bar, future classroom and rehearsal space fills me with wonder, gratitude, and hope.
The theater's reopening show, Circus Coyote, will run starting Thursday through March 30th. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are investigating an early morning double murder in the South Shore neighborhood. WBBM's Mike Krauser is at the scene and joins us live now with the latest.
Cisco, red and yellow police tape blocks access to the alley behind the 7700 block of South Oglesby. Detectives have been going in and out of the alley. According to police, two of the women in their 20s had gunshot wounds to their heads. They were dead at the scene. The third, also in her 20s, was shot in the face and chest. She was taken to the University of Chicago Medical Center in critical condition. They were all found unresponsive at about 4:50 a.m. We spoke with one neighbor who said there is a lot of gunfire around here. Police say nobody is in custody and the circumstances surrounding this shooting are under investigation. Reporting live from the South Shore neighborhood, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Johnson is expected to travel to Capitol Hill in 2 weeks to testify before Congress about Chicago's sanctuary city policies.
The chair of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform sent the letter yesterday asking Johnson and fellow Democratic mayors of New York, Boston, and Denver to share documents and information about their sanctuary city policies. Republican Representative James Comer called the jurisdictions misguided and obstructionist for failing to work with federal immigration officials. Chicago's welcoming city ordinance has been on the books for more than a dozen years. The lone representative from Illinois on the committee is Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Trump administration has ordered a freeze on grants, loans, and other aid. CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on an overnight memo to federal agencies.
The Office of Management and Budget at the White House orders all federal agencies to assess all of their programs and activities to ensure that they comply with President Trump's recent executive orders. And in the meantime, it says all federal assistance must be temporarily frozen. The memo specifically mentions financial assistance for foreign aid, quote, woke gender ideology, and the Green New Deal.
The action does not impact Social Security and Medicare.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.